The Division of Wildlife Resources spokesperson Mark Hadley says he's aware of situations when people come upon a newborn fawn, look around, and decide it's been abandoned because they don't see the mother. Hadley says this is the worst thing people can do for that baby animal.
Because they assume, well, you know, mom should be right here caring for this animal, and she's not around. So that poor thing's been abandoned. And so in very extreme cases, we've even had folks pick these deer fawns up and carry them back to their car, take them home, and then call us and, you know, let us know that they found an animal that was abandoned in the wild.
Hadley says animals in the wild have natural ways to protect themselves until they can flee from danger on their own.
She'll leave that deer fawn right there, and she will go off because she doesn't want to draw a predator to the fawn. So she goes off and only comes back a couple of times a day to feed the fawn and care for it, and then she goes off again because she knows that's the very best chance that fawn has, and also elk calves as well, to be protected from predators. Deer fawns, they're born without really very much scent, so a predator can't smell them very well, can't really see them very well, and so that's the best way, again, for those young animals to be protected from predators.
Hadley says this time of year, people see newborns in the wild and their survival can depend on being left alone.
If you come across a deer fawn or an elk calf, what we ask people to do is, first of all, don't approach the animal. Stay back, you know, maybe snap a picture or two or enjoy watching it from a distance, but don't approach it. And definitely don't, you know, don't pick it up and definitely don't bring it home with you. In almost every case, its mom is alive and well and knows exactly where that animal is, and she's taking care of it. She'll come back and take care of it, and then, you know, 2 or 3 weeks after it's born, it'll be strong enough to get up and start following its mom around.
Wildlife biologists have two designations for big game animals.
One category they refer to as followers, and one category they refer to as hiders. Bighorn sheep, lamb, or bison calves. These are animals that, it's amazing that almost from the time they hit the ground after they're born, they can get up and do a great job of following their mom around.
Deer and elk are designated as hiders, and it takes several weeks before they have enough strength to get up off the ground. If they are approached by humans, they might try to run, and that can cause serious problems for their survival. Hadley says black bear safety is very important now that camping season is here. He says food and garbage must be stored away in a place where you are not sleeping, because black bears are very attracted to human food and cooking oils.
Black bears have a really incredible sense of smell. They can smell food and garbage, grease, and things like that. They can smell that from a long distance away, and they have no problem at all eating the same kinds of food that we like to eat, that people enjoy eating. So anyway, if you don't keep your camp area clean and you don't store your food away, you've got a chance that you might lure a black bear into the area where you are.
He says it's important to do this in the backcountry as well as in populated campgrounds. Cleaning off barbecue grills, storing food scraps and garbage, and washing cooking utensils and dishes will reduce the chances of luring a black bear into your campsite. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.